Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm your host, Sister Janice Hudson, Mother Janice Hudson, with the 1,615th episode of PKN. And I am coming with you with another message from the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to do a little prayer real quick. You know, Father God, I come to you as humble as I know how, asking you, Father God, to please put your healing arm around everybody that's on these airways, Lord Jesus. Let them see and let them know that you're there for them, Lord Jesus. Give them strength, knowledge, and understanding. Cover us all, Lord Jesus, in your blood. And let this show go the way it should go tonight, and help bring some lost souls into the kingdom. It's in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've come to you with another episode. It's your story, so tell it. So coming today with a topic of get ready. What we don't see, we don't think about, and we don't worry about it, you know. But all the signs are there, everybody. All the signs of the hand of time. All the signs of God is getting ready to come back. You know, so we have to get ourselves ready. Get ourselves together for the coming of the Lord. Amen. And with that being said, you know, we don't know what's going on. You know, we had some beautiful days out here. We had a beautiful day yesterday, and we had a beautiful day today. And with these beautiful days, we have to remember to stay watchful, stay prayerful, stay prayed up, and stay with our armor of God on, you know, because things are happening around us, and we're not being aware of the things that's going on around us, you know. So with that being said, you know, we got to make sure that we're living for Christ the way that we're supposed to, you know. Let's stop playing. Let's stop playing with God. Let's stop playing with everything that's going on, you know, and not worrying about what we're supposed to worry about or not. Actually, we're not even supposed to worry, not thinking of doing what we're supposed to do in God, you know, in Christ. You know, let's continue on helping one another. Let's continue on in doing the right thing, you know. Because I was thinking, you know, earlier today I was in a conversation with one of my nieces. And she was just telling me how she see different things that's going on in the world, changes that has happened, you know, because right now we're going through a gentrification, you know, and our children are really being taught that you can be who you want to be, what you want to be, you know, and how you want to be, you know. It's okay to teach our children, you know, to be in the world, you know, and do the right thing, you know, but I don't want nobody teaching my son that you could go out with Tom. It's okay, you know, I'll pat you on the back, you know, and forgive me if I offend anybody. I apologize for offending you, but I have to tell the truth. I have to tell it the way it really is, you know, because when God created the heavens and the earth, he said he created Adam and Eve. So with that being said, God creating Adam and Eve, we have to know that we are who we supposed to be in Christ. We're supposed to be man and woman, not woman and man on one another, you know. So when our sons grow up, we want our sons to grow up into being men, and we want our sons to grow up to marrying, getting a wife. You know, I don't want my son to come to me and tell me, Mom, I have a fiance and I want you to meet him, you know. And no, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't want my son to come to me and tell me that. Neither one of my sons, even though they are grown already, you know, and I don't want any one of my daughters to tell me, Mom, I have a friend, I want you to meet her, and this friend is fiance, and now we're planning on getting married, and come to find out this friend is a female, you know. I hope I'm not offending anybody, but I just have to tell it the way it is. I have to be honest, and I have to do the right thing by God and by myself, you know. So I'm just putting it out there, you know. Let's raise our children, you know, to do the right thing. So if our children go astray, you know, then they go astray. But make sure that when they go astray, they will come back and come back like the Bible said, you know. So when they come back, they come back in the right way, you know. So they always, we hear there's no wrong way or no right way. But, yes, there is a wrong way and a right way, you know. So in my eyesight, the right way is through Jesus Christ. The right way is getting our lives together and getting ourselves together and waiting on the coming of the Lord, you know. So in order for us to do that, we have to do the right thing, you know. We have to tell the truth, and we have to be honest about everything that we say and do and everything that we teach our children, you know, because in teaching our children the where the Lord is, show them the Bible verse, read it to them, show it to them, and explain to them what it is and what it means, you know. So I don't want to say I'm okay with my daughter marrying a female. No, I'm not okay, because that's not what it's supposed to be. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Because when God made Adam and Eve, he made Adam, and then he gave Eve to be a helpmate to Adam, you know. So with that being said, we have to do the right thing and raise our children in the right way, you know. And back to my niece basically talking, you know, to me about all the different things that's going on in the world, you know. We got a lot of gun violence out here, you know, and where she work at is in a very dangerous place, you know. And how to me that she was on her way to work, but for some odd reason she took a different direction, and taking that different direction possibly saved her life, you know, because when she did get to work about 15 minutes different from the time she would have usually gotten there, she drove up on a car crash, which the cars was like upside down in the street, you know, and it was taped off and like a four-mile radius, you know, probably a little shorter. But in the process of that, she's like, wow, what's going on? What happened? You know, and here from a couple of people on the street, you know, oh, it was a shootout with the cops, and these people had a accident, and they flipped over, you know. So possibly she dodged the bullet, you know. But with that being said, you know, she worked this place right in this area for over 4 years and noticed that it has become a great big change. Everything is so different, you know, right now. So with everything being so different, and how we gotta, what we have to do is like, really stay prayed up. You know, we have to keep on our whole armor of God. You know, we have to trust and believe, you know, because there's no way out of this here situation but through Christ, you know, but through reading and praying and constantly going to the Lord, you know, because all things are possible through prayer, you know, and so we got to keep on praying because God give us a direction to go, you know, and he will, if you ask him to, order your steps, you know, so we have to ask God to continue on putting his hand on us, holding us, you know, and keeping us from any hurt, harm, or danger. And you have to trust and you have to really believe in your heart, you know, that God is there with you and he's there for you, you know. So trusting and believing in God carries you a whole long way, and believing that he sent his only begotten to save our lives, you know, because we are saved through Jesus Christ. But we just have to accept him. We have to accept the fact, and we have to believe the fact that he has died and rose again so that we will be saved, you know. So keeping the faith, you know, strong is through prayer, you know. So a happy life, you know, is through prayer. You know, if you want, you know, we're going to go through trials and tribulations, but we must know that we have to get down on our knees and pray, you know, because the right way to God is to pray, you know, and we have to stay steadfast, you know, and make sure that we're doing the right thing in Christ, you know, and I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody, you know, but I just have to be honest with what I'm learning in Christ. I have to be honest with what I know in Christ, you know, so this is what I know, you know, so just family, just continue on praying, just continue on asking the Lord to lead you, you know, to order your steps, you know, in his word, you know, read the Bible, pray, you know, do what we need to do for our soul salvation, because believe me, I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I want to go where those pearly gates are, you know. I want to go where they say the streets are paved with gold. I want to go where they say it's 12 gates in that city. I want to go where they say it's a beautiful place in the city. I want to go where they say meet me in the city. You understand? So meet me in the city. Meet me in the city of God. Meet me in the city of Christ. Meet me where Christ is going to take me to after this world, you know. So I want to be ready when it comes. So brothers and sisters, get it together. Get ready. Get ready for his hand. Get ready for the coming of the Lord, because we don't want to be like the people of of Noah's days, you know, we don't want that ark to close up on us and we get caught up in that flood, even though he said he wouldn't flood the earth again, you know, but I'm just using that as a fallback, you know. Basically, he said he won't flood the earth again, but guess what? He's coming, and when he comes, make sure we're ready. Make sure that we're willing, and we're willing to go with him and know who the Lord is. Because you're gonna have many down here, many false prophets. You're gonna have many people saying that who they are, and many different doctrines of what's what and who's who. You know, but you know. You know, we all know right from wrong, because God give us a discernment, and he give us the know-how. He give us the knowledge to know, you know, who he is. So we have to make sure that we're doing the right thing, you know, and doing the right thing is reading, praying, fasting, and accepting our calling, because we all have a calling. So accept your calling. Find out what your calling is. Find out what your gift is to Christ. What gift God has given us all, because he has given us all a gift, you know, whether it's a gift of being the best mother, or whether it's a gift of teaching, it's a gift of preaching, you know, he has so many gifts, you know. So even if we have a gift of discernment, you know, so even then we still have to make sure that we do the right thing in Christ. Because we know right from wrong, people. We know right from wrong. Because I'm not going to get up and go and say, this person over here I'm looking at, I don't like the way she looks. So I'm just going to go over here and tell her I don't like the way she looks. No, no. You know, we can't do that. We had to hold our tongues and do the right thing, you know. Or if somebody's wearing something or something that's not appropriate, you know, you go to that person, you know. I mean, not just go to some random person out on the street, but if I'm going to use this for example. If I'm riding in a car and me and one of my daughters are going somewhere and my daughter is wearing a halter top and we're going to a professional place, you know, I'm going to tell her, like, baby, that's not professional, you know. The professional thing is blah, 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 you know, and help her with what profession is, you know. So we still in the teaching mode, we still have to teach our children, you know, what's right from wrong, whether they're grown or not, you know. So if you're trying to land a new job, don't go and put on your blue suede suit and then your blue suede shoes and then put on a black thigh high skirt and a white halter top. You know, you're not gonna get nothing with that. You know. Yeah, well, nothing that you expected to get anyway, you know. So let's just be mindful of what we do and how we do it, you know, and continue on teaching, you know, continue on talking, you know, continue on trying to help save souls, to bring souls into the kingdom. You know, let's continue on and doing the right thing, you know. And be careful of how we say things. Be careful of how we talk to somebody, you know. And my thing basically is if we're helping somebody enter into the kingdom of God, you know, we have to do things in a respectful manner, you know, and do things where a newcomer to Christ can see, you know, our light, you know. Let the light, your light, shine, you know, so that men can see and can glorify our Father, you know. So we have to make sure that we're doing what thus said the Lord, you know. And I understand that sometimes we get caught up in these here worldly things, you know, but just have to remember that we are in the world, you know, and when you get caught up in things of the world, if you live in the life of Christ, you know, we have to be careful, you know, that we don't join in with those things of the world and help somebody and somebody see that and they think, oh wow, I thought this person was a Christian. I thought this person was serving the Lord, you know. But what I'm saying is don't get caught with your guards down, you know, because there's always somebody watching, you know, especially the devil. The devil is always somewhere lurking. And the devil is always somewhere lurking, especially waiting for one of us to do the wrong thing or one of us to do something that's not of Christ, you know, especially our pastors, our mothers, you know, our missionaries, you know. So make sure that we always got on the armor of God. Make sure that we're always, you know, in the fellowship, you know, doing what we're supposed to do in Christ, you know. So when I say don't let them see you with your guards down, you know, it's basically not let them see what your guards down. It's basically like always be who you are in Christ. Always continue on being that humble person, you know, and if somebody needs to talk to you, you know, or needs understanding or something, be that person that can give them the conversation that they're looking for or the conversation that they need, you know. So let's just do the right thing and living for God, you know. Continue on helping our brothers and our sisters in Christ. Amen. And I just want to thank all everybody that's listening tonight. Was listening tonight at PKN. Again, this is our 1,615th episode of PKN. You know, and I'm your host, Mother Janice Hudson. I wanted to just share a little of what I know in Christ, you know, and what I know about people, you know, some people, and how some people take to befriending you, you know, people that, when I say people that take to befriending you, so if I befriend somebody in a way of bringing them into the Lord and showing them how Christ changed my life, you know, I want to make sure that I am always, always, always in the hands of Christ, you know. I want to make sure that they always see my light and my glow Christ has given me, you know, and being a child of God, you know, we all are children of God, and we're being a saved child of God. Okay, that's what I always want to be prepared for, you know, and I don't want to be. I don't want nobody to see me doing the wrong thing, you know, and we all do certain things, you know. We can be provoked at times, you know, and we just have to make sure that when in a provoking situation, we call on the name of Jesus. Because I find that my ease pain. I find that my ease my way out of what the devil's trying to get into me, you know, or ease my way out of not doing the devil's work. You know, so when I say ease my way or not doing the devil's work, not allowing anybody to provoke me, basically, you know, and showing a different side other than a child of God, other than a saved woman of Christ, you know. So basically we just have to continue on, you know, doing the right thing in Christ, you know, doing what thus said the Lord. I am really, 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 really trying to do what there is for me, you know, to do in Christ. You know, I'm not trying to, I am, you know, because as I had a lost situation, you know, a few days ago, you know, and the situation that I had, basically, it brought me out of character, and coming out of character is wasn't of Christ, you know. And I had to like just sit, you know, and think. And in the middle of being taken out of character, it was like you ever see somebody say, "Oh, that person got bipolar." I was basically at a bipolar moment, you know, and never been diagnosed with bipolar or anything like that. But I'm just saying this to say that that's what it felt like. Coming out of character time in that moment, and just several things that were said or were done, I had realized right in the midst of it all, whoa, hold up, who is this person? How are you allowing somebody to bring you out of your character like that? So, like I said, I had a bipolar moment, and I had to just turn around and like, Jesus, Satan, you're a liar. You're not going to use me today for your work, you know, and get thee behind me, Satan, you know. And I just pleaded the blood, you know, and I asked for forgiveness, you know, at that moment. And then when I asked for the forgiveness at that moment, you know, I asked for it from God first. I went to Christ first and asked, Lord, please forgive me, Jesus, because you know this is not me. You know, please, Father God, help me to handle this situation. Show me what it is that I need to do to turn this around. Right there in the front of that person, the person basically was like, what the crap? You know, so I just turned around and, you know, my apologies, brother. I'm not, this is not me. This is not the person that I am right now, you know. I had to apologize to you for allowing you to send me out of character. So what you just saw is not me, you know, so I apologize to you for that. But I'm going to pray for you anyway, and you have a good day. And I walked away from the situation, but in the process of me walking away from the situation, you know, I turned back around, and when I turned around, that person was still standing there. Like, what just happened? You know? So that's what you have to do. You have to leave them thinking. You had to leave them with food for thought, you know, what just happened, you know, or did I really bring that person out of character? Yes, sir, you did. You brought me out of character because I'm not the person that you just saw. That wasn't Janice, you know, so I had to let them know, you know, and let them know that, yes, I am a Christian. Yes, I am saved by the grace of God. And yes, I am human. And yes, I am a forgiving person, you know. So I forgive you for bringing that character out when that character hadn't been in it since I was young. I forgive you for that. And I whether you forgive me or not, I forgive myself. You know, because I went to the Lord and asked God to forgive me, because as long as the Lord forgive me, I'm all right, you know. But neither here nor there, you know, I don't know if I'll ever see that person again, you know. It was something in a market at the time, you know, and it wasn't really a really pleasant situation, you know. But some people can take your kindness for weakness. Some people can take it and make you feel as though you've done something so wrong when it's not even you and it's them, you know. And that's how the devil works. That's how the devil moves, you know. He manipulates you into thinking that you're the wrong person or that you've done something wrong. So that's what I say. You have to have your whole armor on, and you have to stay prayed up. You had to stay, continue on watching, you know, and letting the devil know, Satan, you're a liar. You're not going to move in here, and you're not going to sit in here, and you ain't going to groove on what I got going on with myself and Christ, you know. So we have to continue on making sure that we keep on our armor. We have to make sure that we do what thus said the Lord, you know. Don't allow nobody, no man, no woman, no child, no brother, no mother, no sister, no uncle, no aunt, no friend, nobody, and not even Satan, to allow you to do what it is that you know that you don't do. So with that being said, keep the whole armor of God on, you know, because I know that we are sinners saved by his grace. And if we can just stop and think and do what thus said the Lord, you know, because that's for every action, there's a reaction. For every action, there is a reaction. So don't react to Satan. Don't react in a negative way. So reacting to Satan is always pleading the blood. So we continue on pleading the blood, you know, and continue on letting Satan know that you're not wanted here and you can't come in here. So just slam the door on Satan's feet, you know. Continue on pleading and praying, you know, because I plead the blood every time. Every time I plead the blood. Amen? Amen. Amen. I just want to thank everybody that's listening tonight. And just try and do the right thing, you know, and just, you know, just do the right thing. Don't even try. Do the right thing, you know. Lead our young people in the way they should go, you know. Lead them the right way, you know. If somebody needs, a young person needs to come and talk to you, talk to them, and talk to them in a positive way, you know. So, and in a positive way with all honesty, you know, because our young people are really, they really out here. They out here doing what they want to do, not having no trust, not having faith in God, don't believe in nothing but themselves, you know, don't believe in that this world is coming to an end. God is coming back, and he's coming back soon. They don't believe in all that. They don't believe in all that because we're not teaching them. The young people are raising themselves. They doing what they want to do out here in this world. They running amok out here in this world. And we have to find a way in getting them back. We have to find a way in getting our children back. We got to find a way and bring them back and bring them closer to God, you know, because, you know, the babies have the babies. You know, anytime you got a 12-year-old walking around here telling you they're a mother or they're about to be a mother, something wrong with that. Or even a 15-year-old, even some 17-year-old. In all reality, you got some 30-year-olds that's not 30 in the mind, you know, so they're not teaching their children. These babies are not teaching their children about the Lord. They're not teaching them about Christ. You got kids that don't even know who God is or what a God is, you know? So we have to just, like, continue on doing what thus said the Lord, like spreading the word. We got to continue on spreading the word. Got to continue on teaching the coming of the Lord, you know? Because if we don't teach them, they already destroying the world. Look at all this gun violence. Look at all these young people that dead and gone for no reason, you know. And the mothers that's crying right now. All these people wearing these T-shirts with somebody in the front of them, you know. We gotta get them. We gotta get our youth back. We gotta get our youth back. We gotta try some kind of way and bring them back into the Lord. We got to bring Christ back into this here atmosphere. You know, it got to be peace in this atmosphere, because we don't have no peace. And we don't have no peace in this atmosphere, not for real. Not for real, because anytime you can walk down the street and somebody can tell you, back up, back up, back up, and next thing you know, you hear gunshots, you know. Thank goodness that somebody told you to back up, you know. Or you can walk down the street and only to find out that it was just a shootout right here, you know, because, like, in my neighborhood, about 2 weeks ago, you know, that's why I tell you, God is good, and God gives us discernment. Because in my neighborhood, about 2 weeks ago, you know, it was like I was telling you about my niece, how she said it was strange that she had to go. She wanted to go a different direction and going to work. In my neighborhood, 2 weeks ago, I just decided, come on, y'all, got the kids, you know, got me and my five children, grandchildren, like, come on, y'all, let's go to Rita's. You know, we're going to go to Rita's for water ice. Now, mind you, what made me do that, I don't know. It was about 8 o'clock at night. You know, let's go to Rita's before they close, you know. So I gets all them in the car, and we goes to Rita's. And a process of us going to Rita's, about 10 minutes after leaving the house, my phone just blowing up, blowing up, blowing up, blowing up. I'm like, why is everybody calling me? So now that I'm looking at the phone, all my children call me, nieces and nephews call me. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm scared to answer this call. You know, I am very afraid to answer this call. So instead of me answering the call, I just text one of my daughters. I'm like, what's going on? No. I didn't text her. They kept calling because I didn't answer. One of the daughters texted me, Mom, where you at? And then I text back, why? What's going on? And then she said, Mom, just pick up your phone, Mom. Answer your phone. So I go ahead and I answer the phone, but crazy, you know. And I answered the phone. I'm like, what? What's going on? Everybody blowing me up. I said, Mom, they want to know, are you and the kids all right? I'm like, yeah, me and the kids all right. What's the matter? Mom, it's just a shootout on your block. Like, a shootout on my block? Why would you say that? Because they had a citizen app. I'm like, a shootout on my block? And my daughter said, yes, Mom, what's a shootout on your block? And I want to know where you at. I'm like, well, we at Rita's. They were like, don't go home. Go to the other daughter's house, which lived not too far from me. And I'm like, I'm going. I said, my daughter said, Mom, don't go home. It was a shootout on your block. And then I pull up Citizen app and seeing there was a shootout on the block. So I goes to my daughter's house. And when I get to my daughter's house, you know, me and the kids stay there overnight. Then get up the next morning to go home, and the cops are still there, still walking around, you know, asking questions. And my neighbor comes and she says, oh, did you hear all of that? I said, did I hear all of what? She said, all that shooting that was going on last night. I said, no, but I heard about the shooting. And she said, well, there was so much shooting out here. Girl, I didn't even sound like shooting. It sounded like grenades. Somebody was throwing grenades. And then they said, look, they shot neighbor window up. And I turned around and looked, and this neighbor just moved in the neighborhood about a year ago. This lady has six children, and her husband, a working man, looks up to see what they're talking about. And here I see about 17 different bullet holes in this woman's window, between the window and the wall, on the outside of the wall. You know, I'm like, oh, my goodness, did anybody get hurt? They said, no, nobody got hurt, thank goodness. You know, and her husband said he was sitting on a bed doing his law because he was doing something on the computer, I think, and he heard a whistle go past his ear. And when he, once the whistle went past his ear, he looked and saw the bullet going to the wall. He grabbed the baby and got on the floor. And only thing that was in his mind is like, please don't let me go down here. And my wife or one of my kids are shot. You know, so that had to be, that had to have had been a scary moment, you know. So that's what I mean by our children are just running wild, you know. They running rocket out here, you know. And we have to just, like, try to get them back, you know, get them back to the Lord. Pray for them and pray over their lives, you know, because it's just like crazy out here, you know, and it's everywhere. It's not just in this area and just in that area. You know how they say, oh, I want to move to North Philadelphia because da 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 da, you know, but it's everywhere. Because I'm in the area where I'm at. That's a nice part of the Northeast, you know, and I've been here for 12 years and have never heard nothing like this has never happened, you know. So we have to be prayerful because it's all over. It's happening all over, and best believe it, we don't get it together, get it right, you know. Anything can happen. Anything's going to happen. So we have to make sure that we stay prayed up, you know, stay prayed up. And continue on reading our Bible and pleading the blood over our children. You know, when I say our children, I mean our children. That means my children, your children, and everybody else's children out there, you know. And even some of these older folks that hadn't grown up yet and still doing the same exact thing, because you still got a lot of older folks out there doing the same thing, you know, even with the abuse of different types of drugs, you know, the opioid thing, you know. And when I seen a person that I knew, you know, and was practically in my age group, probably was just a few years younger, you know, I'm like, wow. Come on, when is enough, you know? Come on. Leave it there. We just have to do the right thing, you know, because we can't continue on like this. It can't continue on like this, because if it continue on like this, you're going to have all the older people just like, I'm not going out there. I'm afraid of going out there. But guess what, people? I refuse to be afraid of these sensitive souls out here. You know, I refuse to be afraid of it. You know, and everybody and their mother carrying guns, you know, everybody, you know, the law opened that up, opened the door for them to carry guns. How you put guns and these young people hands and these people hands, you know, we already had a gun problem. We already had a gun problem with them shooting and killing each other. Now we have a worse of gun problem because now the guns are legal. The guns are legal. You're legally, you can go buy a gun and have a gun in your home. It's legal now to have a gun in your home. But in order to carry a gun and on the outside and carry a gun around you on your hip, you had to have it registered, you know, to be able to carry it. You know, so everybody that carry a gun isn't careful. You know, everybody that walk around with these guns aren't very careful. But we just have to remember to do the right thing, you know, and doing the right thing is making sure we be watchful and prayerful, you know. And we're coming to one of my favorite parts of PKN, and that's the call of salvation, you know, and it's like we want to bring lost souls to the Lord. If you don't know Christ, you know, if you want to change your life, you know, you can change your life by accepting Christ as a personal Savior, you know, and I know that I am a child of God, you know. We all are a child of God, you know. So if you want to change your life and become, if you want to accept Christ into your life, just say this prayer after me. You know, Our Father God, I believe with all of my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sake and has risen from the dead. Lord, I receive your word and I repent of my sins. I renounce the past. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive my forgiveness. I receive a new birth, cleaned and washed in the word and in the precious blood of Jesus. Fill me with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for me, then you are saved. You can tell somebody that you're saved. You can call out, scream out loud, I'm saved. I accepted Jesus in my life. And once you do that, find yourself a Bible-believing, preaching, teaching sanctuary so that you can continue on your strength in Christ, so that you can become stronger and bolder. So with that being said, I'm going to ask Pastor Toy to come on with the announcements. Thank you. Pastor Toy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before we come on with the announcements, you do have a caller that has been waiting to speak with you. So if it's okay, I'll bring that caller on the line first, and then I'll go on with the announcements once y'all are done.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Sister
Janice, you killed it, honey. You killed it. Everything you said was so true. And if you let that other side that I try to keep on in the back burner somewhere, because after I heard about my grandson getting murdered, it tried to rear up in me. And I had to call Pastor Toy a couple times to remind myself who I am and what I stand for, to whom I belong, because it took me to a dark place.
Yes.
To have that hatred in my heart for someone that did something to someone that only wanted to make people laugh.
Jesus.
That's what all my grandson wanted to do, was make someone laugh.
Jesus.
And to take a life and rob him the way they did.
Yes.
And then I had to think about it after I talked to her and listened to the show a couple times. I had to get on Facebook and apologize, because they don't know what they're doing if they're being told something totally different. If they being shown the way not to walk, being shown and told they're not loved, they're no good, you're just like your father, you're just like your mother, you're this and you're that, don't know your name from MF to MF. You know, you hear these things as kids.
Right.
So they don't know who they belong to. So I just told you know what, I forgive the murderers, the liars, the cheaters, and the thieves, because someone forgave me. And trust and believe, whoever killed my grandson, I forgive you. But I know a man named Jesus that if you confess and turn yourself in, he is faithful and just to forgive you.
Yes,
and if nobody told you, I love you, I do from the bottom of my heart, I love you, and I forgive you. Because they're not being told the right way. We go to church, but we come home the same way we went in. So they're not seeing a different lifestyle.
No, they're not
seeing us being different. They're not seeing our light. Then we walk by, grab our pocketbooks, we walk by a corner store because we see guys on the steps and say, hey, honey, I love you. What you doing today? I'm going to church on Sunday. We got Bible study coming up. We're not offering them. It's a village. It takes a village. And if you're a Christian household on a community, a block, or city street, get out there from corner to corner, anointing the point.
Amen. That's right,
Pastor Maureen.
That's
how you take the city back.
That's right. Take it back. That's right, Pastor Maureen.
I heard you when you said when you move, it's trouble everywhere. No.
Everywhere.
It's trouble wherever's a corner store in a corner or curve. It's trouble.
Amen.
A corner or curve, a corner store, liquor store, one of them speak things where you can get a beer or buy your weed outside.
Amen.
It's going to be trouble.
Amen.
That's why I said I did move down south. I have no street corners. It's all grass. If you gotta drive to get to a store, there's no buses, no trains.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't pick you up from the airport, you're not getting in it.
Amen.
But
amen.
I had to because the loss of my grandson, then my little cousin was just gunned down 3 weeks ago, shot 13 times in Upper Darby. 13 times. What for?
It's horrible, you know? And you know, we just had to wear our armor, you know, and I my condolence to you, Pastor Maureen, and I can't say I know what you're going through, but I do feel what you're going through because I just lost a nephew, you know, the same exact way about 3 months ago. And in the process of losing my nephew, his mother, his sister, his aunt on his on a mother's side, on a dad's side, you know, and the mother's best friend that's like an aunt, they were at this boy's young man's memorial. You know how you do the candlelight
mm-hmm.
vigil? They were
mm-hmm.
there. Even one of my daughters and my grandsons were there. How about somebody open fire on those people and shot those people? You know, so it's horrible, you know. One of my grandsons got shot. The boy's mother having a candlelight vigil, she got shot. His sister got shot. His aunt got shot, you know. Pastor Toy came in. She was there, you know. All these people got shot like that just because they were doing a candlelight vigil for their deceased child, a son, a brother, a nephew, you know, so. It's so horrible out here. We have to put on our armor. And like you said, Pastor Maureen, we have to get out there and we have to continue on teaching them, thus said the Lord. Amen.
You have to. My kids used to tease me, Mom, they Muslim. I said, I don't care who they are.
That's right.
I love
That's
you.
Right.
You want to come to church with me Sunday? Let's
Amen.
Pray. Come on. Pause, grab their ham. Muslims, atheists, I don't care who you are. Who know Aunt Mama or North Philly going to say, oh, the Lees, I don't know, they'll take you to church.
Amen.
We'll take you to church on the corner. We're going to church because church is wherever you are.
That's right.
But we
Amen.
Have to take our corners back with love. And
with
love.
Amen.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
And I think I'm going to talk to Pastor Toy. Maybe on our air one day we need a youth retreat. A youth revival, all the youth bringing the word that know the word that can
Amen.
Do some encouragement. We
Amen.
Need some guys that
Amen.
Been shot to give their testimonies because they know by seeing and hearing, oh, God, that young man went through what I went through. Oh, that
Amen.
Young woman went through what I went through. They need to
Amen.
See kids their age bringing the
Amen.
Word. We turn
that
on the child from my daughter's down, twerking and all. What's that about?
Amen.
Come on
mm-hmm.
now, you were taught better. You know
Amen.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I just love the word. I love you. Pastor Toy know how I feel about her and Purpose Kingdom.
Amen.
All y'all know y'all my family. Y'all are my family. Thanks for y'all each and every day. Me and my
Amen.
Husband, we pray for y'all. to keep your armor of God of protection around you and about you and gird you when you're sleeping. Because
yes.
the enemy comes to steal and destroy.
Amen.
And the only way we can break yokes is with love.
With love. Amen. Yes.
Yes.
I greatly appreciate you, and I love you with the love of Christ.
You know, I love y'all, and I just want Pastor Toy and Janice, Laura will be at the Wine City Winery in Philadelphia this weekend, Thursday, Friday, singing with Vivian Green.
Okay.
So she's doing her dream, and I'm just praying for her to stay strong and be encouraged, and don't forget who she is in Christ.
Amen. Yes.
And you know what? She wants. It's too rooted in her. And what I love about the anointing of God that is on Laura is Laura does not go to places and they infect her. She goes to places and she infects those places with the Spirit of God. And in that infect, she makes an effect in their lives, and not just her, but through God using her. You know, I remember when she was talking about going to college, and she got up to college, and all of a sudden this little young lady started a Bible study in her dormitory and was saving souls up in the college. And, you know, the Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all its righteousness. And then because of that, and I'm paraphrasing it, that all things will be given unto you. But it says, seek you first the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, depending on which translation you have. And I'm saying that to say that's what she has done and is doing. So I bless God for her and for the way he is blessing her and allowing her to use her voice and her anointing.
Yes.
So I'm so proud of her.
Amen.
And for those of y'all who don't remember, Laura started off over here with us at PKN before she graduated high school. So we thank and we bless God for Sister Laura Lee and pray he continues to bless and open doors for her in a mighty way. We want to thank you again, Sister Maureen, for calling in.
Thank you.
Going to go on with the announcements. We want to thank each and everyone for joining in with us this evening for this, the 1,615th episode, 1,615th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We just bless God for what he is doing here with and through the different hosts and ministry here at Purpose Kingdom Network. By faith, we believe that soul out there that gave their life to Christ or who may have come back into right relationship with God, we want to encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Until you do, however, bless God, that is why Purpose Kingdom Network is here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with Elder Elisha Cooper, Elder Elisha Cooper and her ministry, The Healing Hour, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We encourage you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us via our webpage, which is www.p as in purpose, k as in kingdom, n as in network, p PKN Radio. Again, that's www.pknradio.com, where you can reach out to all of the individual hosts as well as listen to gospel music 24 hours a day. Now, we do know that the radio site and webpage has been down. We have been working on correcting that situation and problem, and it will be back up in the next 2 days. So we thank you for your patience. And again, you can reach out to us at www.pknradio.com. We bless God for the word that has come forth this evening from Mother Janice. Mother Janice, I love that word, the word that the Lord has spoken through you. I love your testimony that you have shared with us. And I'm going to tell you, you are going to hear that word, spiritual bipolar, again from me. Because the truth of the matter is, if we all be honest, all of us wrestle with being spiritually bipolar. However, what I bless God is, not only did you diagnose it, but you told them what the cure for it is, and that name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we start taking our daily dose of Jesus, you're going to hear that spiritual bipolar thing again. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing God to use you, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Toy. And I just want to say to Pastor Maureen, thank you, and we love you. And just keep your head up and keep praying and continue on doing what thus says the Lord. Amen. And I just want to thank everybody that joined in with me tonight, this evening, for another It's Your Story, so tell it. So we will see you. I will be on the air in the next 2 weeks with It's Your Story. So everybody, let's remember, we all have a story to tell, you know. So if you have a story to tell, tell it so you can bring some lost soul into the kingdom of God, you know, into the kingdom of Christ. So it's your story, everybody. Tell it. Peace. Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.